This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The drought shall set you free!
This year we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your nanny. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
Things that make you go,
say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go,
All right, this hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show. You know it, Outside the Box, but where's Ty Bollinger? We're going to have to look a little harder because I think he's on the other side of the planet, and we'll ask his lovely and wonderful wife, Charlene Bollinger, if we can talk to him a little later in the show today. Charlene, welcome.
Hello, RSB, and thank you for having me today.
Hi, you know, we were struggling with this because we knew Ty was going across the world to Asia and thinking, well, would we be able to go outside the box with him? And I think you have helped coordinate that we're going to hear from him all the way in Taiwan today on the show. So thank you for that.
Yes, yes. Well, we love you, Robert. You are a lifesaver. We can get into that in many facets, but Ty loves you, and he loves doing the show. We have so much fun laughing with you and just helping people to learn that the power to heal, of course, is
It's indeed true. So how are you holding up? I mean, you've got your gaggle of most of your kids, but Bryce is over there with Ty as well. And, you know, it's like holding the fort down with, you know, the big guy not there. Everything going okay?
Wow. Well, you know, we do miss him. Early on in the prep stage to this Asian tour, and it's so exciting that we're getting even more information from where it all began over there in Asia, real medicine, real stuff going on there. But Bryce is really an up-and-coming filmmaker. He loves to create beautiful things, film them. He's funny. He keeps us laughing on the film, the way he presses it all together.
Yes.
So I said, Ty, you need to include Bryce on our crew. And at first he was like, really? And then, yes, really. And I think he's going to be a great asset. And so the camera team got wind of this, and they were like, oh, yeah, let's do this, because they all love Bryce, too. Mm-hmm. So he's there proving himself to be a great asset. He's getting some good time lapses. So I'm seeing some of the pictures come through, Robert. Oh, my goodness. Those pictures, the culture, you see some little Taiwanese women dressed in the garb that you would think Japanese, you know, geisha girl or something. And the beautiful buildings and the food is spectacular. They had real sushi, and I'm super jealous.
You know, it's funny because we have some of those images in the show notes today. I forwarded them over to Super Don from Ty. And I see Bryce there. And correct me if I'm wrong, but some of it, he had really long, bushy up hair. And then now he's got like a short haircut. Did that happen on this trip?
Well, actually, he's done a really strategic move in just combing it back.
Okay, pretty sneaky.
Because that hair all over the place, it may be, you know, create a little bit more heat, but it's just a cooler feel for him to have that hair back. It's wet and back and out of his way.
Well, if we could all have hair like that, man, oh man, that's amazing. So anyway, you guys, again, you're home with the kids that are still behind, of course, and they're doing great with you. We talked, I think, the other day, because you were doing a lot of road trips there.
And there's never
an opportunity to share a story about healing in crises. And I love that we were able to connect on this next story.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. So I'm excited to share with everybody out there that's listening. So listen to this, you guys. I was on the road from Pittsburgh. We were already missing Ty and Bryce. They had flown to Asia with our whole amazing crew to get you guys some super awesome new information. So we're just having a great time, girls' time. I'm convincing them that we're going to be great without the boys, you know.
Yes.
We're all missing them. So we're on the road. They get hungry, and of course, we're always searching for healthy options. Well, we went to Starbucks, guys, but we were like, okay, so they've got some raw eggs or cooked eggs, but they're just eggs. They can't be too bad. So we get that, and there was some fruit in there. And so Rihanna, she's so healthy. She always picks the healthiest options. So she eats these eggs and fruit, and she's feeling great because we were really hungry. We were just in a pinch there. So about 20 minutes to a half an hour later, I said, honey, we need to get directions for this place. And she could barely even hold her phone. And I look at her as I'm driving, and she's just wilting. Mm. And she said, I'm just in pain. She could already talk. I can't move. And I said, what are the symptoms? And she said, it's in my stomach. And I thought, uh-oh, she's got food poison. Mm-hmm. So I got out of the car. I didn't want to hear her to hear what I was saying. I was thinking immediately, sovereign silver. Okay, I've got some sovereign silver. And I didn't know, we realized at the time we had Argentia too, but... Mm-hmm. I was thinking, okay, we've got this and that and all these other things. So who do I call? Who in the whole wide world do I call? And we know every doctor on the planet Earth, I call RSB because I know RSB, he knows what to do, and he's always there for us. So I called him, and praise God, he answered the phone.
Yeah, listen, it was a, you know, road trip kind of call. I'm like, oh, my gosh, you guys are out and about. And then I'm hearing this story about Brianna and the pain that she described. As you described it, it's like, yeah, and I agree with you. I think it looked most like food poisoning the way it was sitting, where it was sitting. And my first question to you was, do you have silver hydrosol with you? Because I remember some years back, and I've told this story, my mom, who's now in her 80s and she's on no drugs, she had a food poisoning incident. This is, you know, probably 7-8 years ago now. And I had her, you know, go get the bottle of sovereign silver and drink it. I hope she had a 4-ounce bottle. She only had a 2. But she drank 2 ounces, and an hour later she called me back. She says, I'm all better. I mean, a little weak from the food poisoning, but it's all gone. And so, you know, Brianna had access, as you told me later, to not only a bottle of sovereign silver, but the Argentin, both 2 ounces. So she drank 4 ounces down. And I said to you, sometimes it takes a second dose an hour later, depending. But what was it that happened after she took the doses of both of those silvers?
Well, praise God, praise the Lord, she was better. It was really amazing. She actually said, Robert, and I don't think I told you this, mm-hmm. she felt like her organs were shutting down. She said, I could feel everything, my chest, I couldn't breathe without pain, my different places in my stomach and chest and abdominal area, the organs just felt like they were all struggling just to survive. So the toxicity was really saturating her body and her organs. So this sovereign silver immediately wiped out whatever that was in the food that was causing this.
It put out the fire. It did. It's, and that's the bolus dosing I described. It's, normally you don't need to take it that way, but you've got a massive fire in there with a food poisoning incident, and you're putting it out like a fire hose. So that's where it was appropriate. And yeah, one dose, it worked for my mom that way, as it did for Brianna. But again, sometimes it's so intense, a second dose. But in this case, apparently she was okay afterwards.
Yes, I was concerned. We did try, as you know, because I kept texting and things. We tried to find some health food stores. There was a nice little farm health food store. We didn't realize how farmy it was, and which is, well, we love the fresh farms. But they were closed, and we couldn't get to a Whole Foods. So Brianna did tell me, RSB, that she was fine. We could make it home, and we could do another dose by then, and that was 6 hours.
Wow.
By the time I got home, she was totally fine. She said, I'm fine. The next morning, I'm fine. I'm great. So it's sovereign silver for president. That's my vote.
That's beautiful. What a wonderful story. And again, these are the impactful stories, just like with the truth about cancer, with all the great doctors and researchers that have been paraded onto the video screens like never before. The most impactful for a lot of people, and you know this, are the storytellers, those people who have gone to these doctors and who have overcome cancer and used that information that they learned and applied it. And you remember the stories of people, real people who were in a crisis and got out of crisis through these natural methods, if you will. Or some, honestly, have combined the allopathic with the naturopathic and holistic. But, you know, we don't judge in that regard. We want you well, however you decide to go that route. But, it, you know, going in a situation like food poisoning, most of the time they don't have anything but suppressive medicines anyway. And you just end up maybe at an IV in a hospital. To knock this out with one dose or 2 to 4 ounces of silver hydrosol, people would say, as you say, praise God, it's a miracle. But the miracle is that we would actually look to nature and the substances of nature and creation to help us first, even in a crisis. And then if we need to resort to something further, you know, allopathic medicine is there for that reason.
Absolutely. And we firmly believe RSV, as you know, that God has given us everything that we need to be healthy in creation. One of my favorite moments in one of our docuseries, I think actually it was the first one, Quest for Cures, with Mike Adams.
Mm-hmm.
He said, you know, people are looking for the cure. I put that in quotes, the cure. He said, you know, with the conventional medicine and methodologies that they use, he says, the cure, it's all around you in nature. I bet you, he said, I bet you stepped over many things like the dandelion that could treat your body and heal your body on the way to the doctor's office. It's everywhere. God has put it everywhere. Mm-hmm. And sovereign silver, truly, the silver is such an amazing remedy to so many things. It's countless. We have treated Brianna's, she had a serious staph infection in her finger, whereas when we found him, the doctor, he saw how serious it was. His face just blew up with fear for her. And I've never seen a doctor do that, but the sovereign silver wiped that out. And, you know, Brianna, even with that, this last incident with her food poison, mm-hmm. she said it was the most severe pain she's ever had in her life, and that sovereign silk, immediately, within minutes, she was up and feeling better.
Remind me how she used it on her finger, because I remember that incident. It's a while back now. How did she do it? Did she soak it as well as take it orally? What did she do?
She did. Well, in that incident, we went to the doctor, and as you know this doctor. He's Dr. Calb in Nashville. He just was persecuted by the AMA. I just visited him, Robert, not long ago to find out how he's doing. Mm-hmm. They lifted that, and they said, keep doing what you're doing, because there was an outcry. So many people said, you can't do this. This is great man, a great doctor. So he's one of the doctors that will not vaccinate. He's done his research, and he has concluded that they are harmful more than helpful. So he is out on the vaccinations, which we are just grateful for. He's a good man. And his first thing was, let's get her to the emergency room. And I said, let's not do that.
Right.
And here's why. And I told him about Cassandra.
Right.
The story with the forced chemo, and his face was just in shock. He didn't know that. So he worked with us. And everybody, I exhort everyone out there to find a doctor that will work with you and not force you into the medical treatments that you know are no good for you or your family. So he worked with us. He did give, he wrote a script for antibiotics. But Brianna took the sovereign silver. She did drink it. She was drinking it all day long. She was soaking her finger in, and I think she was even soaking it in hydrogen peroxide as well.
Mm-hmm.
We were switching back and forth between those two things.
And it's a great combination, because oxygen actually reinitializes the spent silver, so you get double the efficacy, so to speak.
That, thanks to you, RSB. You told us exactly what to do, and we did it, and her finger got better. But I'll tell you, I don't know if you know this, it started coming back. Like, I think she's encountering something in her horse pen, mm-hmm. but it started coming back, and you know what she did? Just the sovereign silver and hydrogen peroxide, and it wiped it out, and it does not come back.
And
we don't know what to do.
Yeah, and remember, folks, the homeopathic remedy always indicated for staph-type infections is hypersulfur calcarium, or hypersulfur, or hypersulfur short. So these are things that when we look at all forms of natural medicines, they can integrate with one another, or even be used often alongside those that haven't left the allopathic plantation, so to speak, just yet. We got to take a break, and you know, after the break, Charlie, I'm going to ask you about your project, because from outside the box into the recipe book we shall go. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, stand by. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Now there's a proven, powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, NanoCurcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. NanoCurcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. NanoCurcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
You know what the American diet lacks most? The minerals selenium, chromium, and silicon. And research shows that low selenium levels reduce the function of glutathione in our bodies. Scientific research links many modern diseases to a deficiency of these minerals. For the highest quality whole food selenium, chromium, and silicon in the industry, go to healthjourneystore.com right now and get a 10% discount on your first order. Use code SAVE10 at checkout. Again, use SAVE, the number 10, at checkout to receive 10% off your first order at healthjourneystore.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, at the bottom of the hour, we're going to be joined by Ty Bollinger, all the way from Taiwan. Named after Ty, by the way. Did you know that, Charlene?
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, who knew he had such heritage? Well, we got that coming up, but I got Charlene for another segment, a very special edition of Outside the Box here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Also brought to you by our friends at Organics, Organixx.com. Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Super Don's favorite drink, of course, Organic Greens every day, and we mix it right now. I actually am drinking a little bit of smoothie with Organic Greens and the organic bone broth protein as well. So thank you, Charlene, for that. And speaking of eating and drinking, how about a recipe book?
Yes, how about that? I have had so many people through the years ask me, especially when I post pictures of when we're cooking, what is that recipe and when are you coming out with the recipe book? And we've talked about it for a while, and I've had these recipes compiled for quite a while, and now is the time. So we are just in the finishing stages of this amazing book, and then it's going to go to print around August 1st, and then I'm even going to do a cooking show to help demonstrate how easy it is to make some of these fantastic and healthy recipes.
Wow. You know, I was teasing you before we went on the air that the first time you cooked for us, years ago now, I was like, we need a recipe. I need to know how to do that. That's yummy. So you're actually getting this together. I don't know. Is there a release date yet? There's so much work that goes behind the scenes to put this thing out.
It really is. The whole team is on it. We have our graphics team helping me to make it beautiful. And, of course, the marketing team putting it together to press it out so people know about it. So the date that we're going to send it out to print is August 1st. We will launch it out in the first week of September. And at the same time, we should be able to have some cooking shows to go along with that launch. So it's going to be a lot of fun. September is going to be a great month. A lot of cooking, a lot of food. And as far as the book is concerned, people, when they find out about the book, they say, well, what is it? Is it all raw or is it a ketogenic book? And I just say it's real food for real people. That's what it is.
Beautiful.
We first started learning about cooking healthy. I specifically was asking different people for recipes, and for whatever reason, I know I'm the providence of God, nobody was helping me. I had to do all my own research, and I realized how valuable this information is to people that are climbing outside of this toxic soup.
Sure.
And the mainstream.
But Charlene, even outside of the dogma of only one way is the diet-wise is the only way, I've talked about the controversial subjects that I cover, and there are many, seemingly nothing more controversial than talking about diet. And, of course, people that are vegan say it's the only way. People that are raw say it's the only way. People that are paleo say it's the only way. I'm like, you know what? We can all get along. Just eat clean food and find out what your body tells you. So when people ask me, well, what's your diet? I say, it's my cells tell me what to eat diet. But it's always organic and clean, of course. Otherwise, I'd rather fast than feel rotten on food that's not good for me.
That's fantastic. And, you know, that's what of all the people we know, Robert, you walk the walk. You eat so healthy all the time. But you're right. I mean, sometimes salmon or even grass-fed meats will help mm-hmm. you, but we want to be sensitive to our vegan friends, and sometimes our vegan friends get a little bit upset with us because we talk about the power of raw milk products
sure.
or the power of grass-fed beef the way that God designed it mm-hmm. to be consumed. And of course, we want the animals to be taken care of, and we want it to be living out in nature in the grass pastures and all those things. The conventional farming isn't farming at all. It's big ag, and it's hard to see animals treated so inhumanely. And then the meat is so unhealthy from the GMO feeds. And we'll get into the GMOs in the book and all that kind of thing. And most of our listeners understand, but some do not. Some are just climbing outside of the box.
Yes.
So we want to reach everybody from the very beginner to the seasoned cook that just needs some new recipes and excitement in their life. And I even have a birthday cake. Wow, yeah, we even do cake. But cake is a special occasion. It's not an everyday occasion. So
sure.
if you want to celebrate a birthday and you want to celebrate it eating cake and you don't have access to an all-organic or all-raw restaurant, and I'm not saying cake is raw, it's not raw.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty conventional in the sense that it looks and tastes just like a birthday cake you begin.
Yeah. Listen, we do organic birthday cakes. My wife does amazing baking and sometimes even organic cheesecakes. So once in a while to indulge, make it clean and you're going to be okay.
Absolutely.
Do you have a name for the cookbook yet?
Well, the subtitle is Real Food for Real Families. And from my heart, it's Beauty from Ashes. And Robert, you know our backstory, where
yes.
we have come from and the tragedies we faced to get to the place where we are today. So out of that ash heap of death, we are bringing the world such beautiful life.
Yay! I'm so excited. Listen, how fast this goes. We're out of time, and we're going to connect with Ty in Thailand. No, not Thailand. No, Taiwan. See the name of every country after him over in Asia.
Exactly. Tepe, too. It's Tepe.
Yes. Hey, Charlene, love you dearly, the whole family. I want to thank you for kicking this outside the box into gear this week.
Awesome, and thank you, Robert.
All right, back with Ty after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSV, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Power of Radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yes, he's outside the box, but he's still on planet Earth, all the way on the other side of the Earth. It is Ty Bollinger in Taiwan, my buddy, my brother. How are you?
Honestly, what's up? Yes, this is Ty. I'm calling from Taiwan.
They named it after you. You didn't know that.
I did not know that. Yeah, we've had a whirlwind tour. We've been gone on the road now about 5 days, and we went to Tokyo first. Now I'm calling you literally from a bus, traveling from Taipei, Taiwan, down to Chai, Taiwan, which is about a 3.5-hour bus ride.
Wow, I was teasing you before we went to the air, but you've got better internet there in the bus moving down the highway in Taiwan than you have in the redneck sticks internet you have at home.
Yes, I do, which is kind of sad. But that's okay. I'll take it because we can connect this way.
Yes. Well, the truth about cancer, it's a global quest. You're not playing lip service to that. This is for real. You are already in Tokyo in Japan and now in Taiwan. What are the updates? I mean, everybody wants to know, including me.
Well, let's see. Let me just kind of walk you through the first few days. So it was about a 14-hour flight from the U.S. to get to Tokyo last Friday. We arrived and were completely jet-lagged. Went out to eat to meet with the team. We have Alan here, Travis here, Mark, and Bryce, so our four cameramen. Andre Repasewski from Riga Latvia is here as our security. And then Dr. Tony Jimenez is traveling with us because he literally knows about three-fourths of the doctors that we're interviewing. That's how we got these interviews. So he is like that common person that you need when you go to Asian cultures. You know, instead of having strangers coming to your offices, very much different than the United States. So we're all traveling together. So we went out to eat, and I don't even know what we ate. I couldn't tell. Couldn't read the menu.
Right.
It was good. Bryce fell asleep sitting up at the table. We were all so tired. But we got rolling Saturday morning in Tokyo, and we knocked out about a dozen interviews with doctors and patients there at Tokyo. Now, Robert, if you remember, out in California, we've both spoken out at Cancer Control Society convention.
Yes, yes.
There's a CCS chapter in Japan, and they were meeting this past weekend in Tokyo. So that's where we got a majority of our interviews in Tokyo, was at that convention.
Beautiful timing.
Yeah, it really was. Got some fantastic interviews, some amazing patient interviews. It's different because, you know, many of them were translated. So it's, you know, you've done that before. It kind of is difficult to interview, and the dynamic changes when you have to wait and listen to the translation, and then your question is translated and so forth. But it was all good. It was all good. We got great footage, great B-roll footage. Went up into the Tokyo Skytree, which is, you know, I don't know how many, 80 or 100 floors tall, and could see the whole city. Tokyo is massive. Also, we're able to get some footage at the Imperial Gardens, where the Emperor of Japan lives, and just some historical landmarks, which was amazing. And then we flew Monday night to Taipei, Taiwan, and that's where we are now. Had a full day yesterday of getting interviews. Another conference that we were able to film at, the typhoon actually blew in yesterday while we were in the hotel.
Wow.
So there was a big typhoon over here that we were fortunate. I was thankful that we flew from Tokyo to Taipei Monday night, and the typhoon blew in Tuesday.
Wow, got into
otherwise
the
we might not have been able to fly in. Yeah.
Well, Taiwan, of course, you know, there's political issues related to their relationship with China. Is it China or not? But obviously, strong Chinese cultural influence, but a little more perhaps love of some freedoms that they don't have in China. But I'm just fascinated, and I know you're just still getting warmed up there in Taiwan. But you had the Japan interviews. Is there anything, you know, of all the years now you've been doing this, as far as Truth About Cancer stuff, are you really encountering new things?
Yeah, we're encountering new things, new Chinese herbs, you know, specific herbal combinations that they're using with traditional Chinese medicine. One of the things that really has struck me thus far, both in Tokyo, in Japan, and in Taiwan, is that all of the doctors look at mind-body-spirit healing.
Mm.
In the United States, doctors are taught, if you have a bump, you know, you do this to fix the bump. The doctors here look at energy, they look at different energy meridians, they look at the whole body. They look at physical healing as only half of the healing. And if your mind and your body and your spirit are not all healed together, then you don't have healing. And that's one of the things that's really struck me. Every interview, they're talking about the energy, the mind, the body, the spirit, the healing of the entire person, and how it's impossible to fully heal if you cannot heal the whole person.
Right.
I interviewed a doctor yesterday that he's a very well-known medical doctor here in Taiwan. Been practicing medicine for 50 years, and he is able to, through different types of energy healing mixed with acupuncture, literally cause people to excrete cancer stem cells in their urine, and they can measure them.
Wow.
They've measured them before. I've never heard of anything like that, so definitely encountering some unique stuff over here that I've never, ever heard about before.
Well, Ty, it's only confirming again, this is a big planet, and there's a lot of different people on it, but when it comes to healing, the real healers do acknowledge and embrace the body-mind-spirit concept, which you're saying is much more common in the East. And I think, you know, these are the Eastern traditions that many people in America have only been, you know, exposed to a little bit, with a little bit of acupuncture, for instance, or maybe some Chinese herbs or things like that. And, you know, there's a lot of legitimacy to healing that's been going on for thousands of years on the planet that I'm so excited that you're going to bring out for all of us.
Yeah, yeah, I'm excited about it too. It's great, great to get a chance to travel over here with the team. Bryce is with us, having a great time hanging out with our big boy over here, and he's getting some great experience. He's exposed to these new cultures. Interviewed a guy yesterday, a medical doctor here, a very well-known medical doctor in Taiwan. And one of the things that's interesting too that I want to bring up, Eastern medicine, herbal medicine, it's all covered here by insurance in Taiwan. Insurance covers any type of treatment you want is covered by your insurance. So it's a big medical tourism place. People are traveling all over from mainland China, from the United States, from other countries to come here because their insurance will pay for these treatments that we think of in the United States as, you know, peripheral alternative treatments. Here they're mainline.
Wow, that's stunning too. Now, the question is a little bit on the allopathic, influence in the East, right? How much of modern medicine? You say you connected with a doctor that's been doing this in Taiwan for 50 years. That means he preceded a bit of the total dominance that we've seen in the West of modern medicine. So his ability to integrate these body, mind, spirit concepts is something, did he lose and gain, or did you sense he's always been that way?
Yeah, it's kind of hard to tell. I sense that he's always been that way. Mm-hmm. One of the things that is interesting, though, about the fact that even though the insurance will cover the patients here, 75 to 80% still choose chemo radiation because they are still brainwashed over here. Their pharma does not advertise direct to consumer here, but they're still very much brainwashed, and the doctors are still very much taught in medical school chemo radiation surgery for cancer. So despite the fact that you could have it covered, most people still don't utilize it, even if I want. So it's better than the U.S., but they're still brainwashed here.
Yeah, that's stunning to learn that. I'm not surprised. Of course, modern medicine's influence around the world has dominated cultures that have preceded it by thousands of years, or even hundreds of years in the sense that we talk about homeopathic medicine nearly being wiped out in the 20th century in America and a lot of other natural medicines. So you're confirming that even there they have dramatic influence, if not on all doctors, then a lot of the people, if they're going to choose these chemotherapies versus their ancient modalities, and both are covered and they get the choice.
Yeah, yeah, it's interesting. It's interesting, too, that the terms have different meanings over here. So in the United States, when we hear immunotherapy, what I think of is there's a pharmaceutical company that's developed some sort of a patented drug that's going to help, you know, stimulate your immune system. It's probably going to have some side effects. It's not a natural immunotherapy. I was interviewing a doctor yesterday that is using immunotherapy here in Taiwan, and so I was trying to get to the bottom, what exactly do you mean by immunotherapy? It was very difficult because we had the language barrier, but finally I dug down far enough to realize what he was saying is their immunotherapy is they draw your blood, they see which types of immune cells are deficient and which types of immune cells are needed for your type of cancer, and then they grow those immune cells and then inject them back into you, almost like you would think of as dendritic cell type of treatment.
Uh-huh.
That's what they're using here. That's what they call immunotherapy. This doctor yesterday that I interviewed said that he only works with stage 4 patients, mostly breast cancer patients that have already been deemed terminal and you know, go to hospice. And he's getting 75% 5-year survival rate after that.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah,
Ty,
pretty amazing.
What can you tell me, if anything, about their awareness of food and food quality? Like, they have ancient traditions, again, thousands of years, in terms of the modern genetic modification, pesticide things. Are these things, are they becoming aware of that? Are they already aware of that?
They're not as aware of genetic modification. They're very aware of the importance of good food. And that's one of the things that I've noticed here, is that the people are, you know, very slender. They're moving around a lot. We're staying at a hotel that has ice cream, waffles, everything you can eat. Well, their buffets here have kimchi, 4 or 5 kinds of sprouts. They've got all kinds of fermented vegetables. They've got vegetable stews. They've got fresh salad for breakfast. So, I mean, of course, they have the American choices. They've got out the things for the people that are visiting that are from the United States that want their donuts and all. But they've got healthy choices. One of the things that I noticed, I was sitting there at breakfast with Bryce, and he said, I said, this is, you know, this is why people in the United States in Taiwan are asunder. And he says, they have so much, you know, pasta, or they have so many donuts and pastries here. How could that be healthy? I said, they have the option. But look at the people that are from here at, in this restaurant as opposed to the foreigners, and look at what's on their plate. And it's a distinct difference. The people who were Americans had the donuts and the waffles and all of the big heavy stuff. And the people that were Taiwanese had the vegetables, the kimchi, the sprouts, the herbs on their plates.
Wow.
It's a choice.
Yeah, yeah. No, and then, so the programming in terms of food quality, and as you say, obesity is one of those things you'll notice where, like, where are all the obese people? When you're in certain cultures where they embrace food. Listen, we got about a minute before the break. Do you have time to stick around for another five to wrap up the show, or are you going to have to run because you're on a bus in Taiwan?
No, I'll hang around. As a matter of fact, I might yell at Dr. Tony Jimenez if he wants to chime in.
Okay, this is very exciting, y'all. We got Ty Bollinger outside the box, still on planet Earth, in Taiwan, already been to Tokyo, getting the sneak preview you won't hear anywhere else about the truth about cancer, a truly global quest going to Asia. So this is so, so cool. Now, he has not tried durian yet. I can give him a break because he hasn't been to Thailand yet. But I'm very excited to learn about the experience, you and Bryce especially, when you encounter the stinky fruit that can fall on you and hurt you. So don't go under one of those trees, but get it when it's fresh and ripe and just right, and try it and let me know how you do.
Will do, but I did just try dragon fruit. Very good.
All right, stand by. We'll be back to wrap up the hour outside the box from Taiwan with Ty Bollinger after this.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at cancertutor.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Scott Bell Show. Hey, if y'all want to know the future, just talk to Ty Bollinger. He's already in tomorrow. Technically, he is. He's in Taiwan, and it's tomorrow. But we're on going outside the box with him, and he's in Taiwan. And you are also in Tokyo. I understand you may have gotten into trouble with the police in Tokyo. Were you speeding or walking too fast? What happened?
You know what? We were actually just doing an interview. We were at the Cancer Control Society meeting. We decided we wanted to go outside. The weather cleared, bright sunshine. We had a great little strip right outside of the building where there were some Japanese shops and some greenery and just a beautiful place for interview. So we started the interview, and all of a sudden we see these people coming down waving at us, telling us you can't do that. And apparently we were on private property, even though it was, you know, 5 steps from the sidewalk, which is public property. So they said, you can't film there. And so we just said, all right, well, we're going to move 5 steps to the public sidewalk. So then we began to film on the public sidewalk. We moved over, and I talked to the camera and said, hey, looks like we're a threat to society. So we moved 5 steps.
Right.
So now we're on a public sidewalk. So, and then the police came, and the police were like, you got to move. So, you know, it was interesting. Yeah, you see that there in Japan itself, it's a very, the society, they very much do what they're told.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
And, you know, me, I wanted to just keep filming and just say, you know what, I'm not moving. You know, come do whatever you want, but I'm going to finish the interview. But in Japan, they were all very alone. The people that were there that were our guides were very alone. They're like, oh, we must move now. We must move now. So we moved inside and we finished the interview upstairs in the main hall.
Okay.
But, you know, it's just indicative of different societies. But
yeah,
you see a little bit of authoritarianism wherever you go. It's because we were doing no harm. We were kind of drawing a little bit of a crowd. Maybe that was a problem.
Sure. But, yeah, the cultural differences are distinct. Again, here in America, we always talk about the concern we have for Americans just kowtowing to authoritarian regimes at home. In other cultures, it's part of their culture, right? So you got to be tread lightly and carefully. I don't want to have to bail you out of some kind of strange prison where they force feed you durian before I know if you like it or not.
I'm gonna be careful.
Yeah,
gotta be careful. We gotta make the rest of the next 20 days or 18 days.
Right. So sneak preview: we might not hear from you for another week. I mean, in this coming week, you're gonna go where? To Thailand? Where else? Philippines? What's coming up?
So we're here in Taiwan today. Back to Taipei tomorrow. Fly to Manila, Philippines. There for 3 days. Then we fly to Singapore. So by the time that I join you next week, it will be at the end of our Singapore stint. So we will have been to Philippines and Singapore. So we'll have some more stories by then that we'll share next week.
And then after Singapore, do you go to Thailand?
Then we go to Malaysia, then Thailand. And we're in Thailand for several days because a lot of the doctors from India are actually flying to Bangkok to be interviewed there because we had that little snafu with our visas.
Okay. That's good news that they're willing to come to see you there. And Thailand's a great place. It's, of course, Bangkok. I've been in Chiang Mai, which if you get to go up there to see my friends, Suchada and, there's just so many people going through my head.
Rajiv,
thank you. And then
we're actually not going to be able to make that. Unfortunately, we are going to go to Phuket, so I'll have some great pictures of Phuket.
Okay, all right, great. And then I think you've got Chef Barry in Phuket.
We do, and we're going to be meeting up with him and having a good organic meal on the beach.
Oh my gosh, that's where it's going to be amazing. The beautiful footage that you're going to get there as well. So are you feeling good? I mean, again, the jet lag, everybody's there. I mean, to take an adventure like this is daunting. You're in the middle of it. And Ty, my question to you at this point, are you happy you're there? Are you happy you're doing it? Or are you feeling like, oh, my gosh, what have I bitten off?
No, I'm happy that we're here. It's great. It's going to be an amazing documentary, and I'm talking to Charlene every day. So as long as she's good there with the girls, I'm good here. You know how it is when Daddy Bear's away, you got to make sure the Mom Bear's okay. And as long as they're safe, we're good.
Well, and she knows, she told me earlier, she can call me anytime, and we'll make sure they're good while you're away.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we appreciate you, Robert. Love you, brother, and. Can't wait to hook up with you again next week for the show.
This has been so exciting. We weren't sure that this could happen, folks, but Ty Bollinger doing the world tour in Asia, and we're getting some sneak preview updates to some of the amazing things that they're learning and they're going to share with all of us when they get back and put this documentary together as well. In the meantime, fun stories, and I'm still waiting. It might be 2 weeks before we hear about the durian adventures, but I'm salivating with deliciousness because I miss my durian.
I'm going to send you a video so you can put it up on YouTube.
Oh, that'd be awesome. Well, tell them what they need to know, Ty, because we got to go.
Okay, well, you got to remember that the power to heal is yours.
Even in Asia. All right. Thanks, guys.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. But a lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. So I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible. But since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76 and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up. And don't think difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105. for a recorded message.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.